We'll leave the final letter of the alphabet and final thoughts to friends Michael Bywater, Mark Carwardine, and Stephen Fry.
Douglas found himself led into more and more scientific reading, into reading about evolution. And that, I think, was one of the great intellectual and personal moments for him, when suddenly things began to make sense. Last Chance to See was, if you like, a public declaration of commitment to this, that the natural world was all we had. There wasn't a great God who say we're human beings and we're special. We were just part of this natural world and all its diversity. And I think he wanted to convey his own excitement and wanted everyone else to get turned on too.
The idea behind Last Chance to See was for me to know what was going on and to, answer all the questions, and for him to point up in trees and say, gosh, what's that a lot? And of course, being Douglas, that changed very quickly. And over the 18 months, he built up a tremendous knowledge about endangered species and a tremendous passion for them.
What was particularly gripping to me about that was when I set out to do it, I actually didn't know very much about these issues, about ecology, about endangered species, specifically about evolution. And so I was sort of encountering these things as an innocent, as a layman, and gradually sort of learning and sharing, if you like, that experience of learning. And I've noticed that generally, if I have to explain something to somebody, I'm usually quite good at it because I can remember what it was like not to understand it and how strange and bewildering it looks. And most people, when they have to explain something complicated, because it seems very simple and obvious from their standpoint, don't actually explain it properly in terms that somebody to whom this is all new will necessarily understand, because what you've forgotten is how strange it was to you to begin with.
He learnt a lot about himself in terms of the way he saw the world, and he became a really dedicated conservationist as a result of it. He was really taken by all these endangered species and by what we were doing to harm them.
He had a fascinating view of animals, partly because he never forgot that human beings were animals too, which is something almost everybody does. We all fall into this terrible trap of believing, even if we do believe that we're animals, we believe that we're somehow at the top of a Darwinian ladder, that we're higher above in evolutionary terms. He was able to see the animal kingdom, if that is the right word, with a novelist and a scientist's eye, and that's a very, very rare thing.
If I could replay my life several times, I would certainly, one of me would go off and be a zoologist. Absolutely, definitely. I think it's the most gripping and fascinating field. And it's only because we've now got tools by which we can understand zoology. Previously, we didn't. Previously, zoology was purely a descriptive science. And suddenly, Darwinism has suddenly erupted into being a model not only for zoology, but for virtually any phenomenon you care to examine. And to be honest, what has enabled us to do that and to see it so clearly is the advent of fast computers and an understanding of the way in which, as I say, complexity arises from simplicity.
And that rather complex thought brings this compilation to an appropriate conclusion. Except to say that, apart from the legacy of his books, computer games, radio series and TV programs, some of which we've touched on in this collection, plus of course the brilliant H2G2 online guide, now safely incorporated within the BBC website, there is one other permanent reminder of the life and work of Douglas Noel Adams, who died so prematurely on the 11th of May 2001. Author M.J. Simpson concludes his excellent biography of Douglas with the following paragraph. I can think of no more fitting tribute with which to end. Somewhere, out in space, acting perhaps as a hyperspace junction where intergalactic hitchhikers can swap tails and compare towels, or just stick out their hopeful thumbs and hold scraps of cardboard reading Alpha Centauri, is an asteroid officially designated on the 10th of May, 2001, as Arthur Dent.